a somber introduction for this 29th episode of A Cup of Tea with the DBE as we join the British nation, if not the world, in mourning the passing of Queen Elizabeth II. London Bridge is down. The news broke here in the U.S. on the afternoon of Tuesday, September the 8th, after reports of her health being closely monitored by doctors. The longest-serving heir apparent, oldest monarch to take the throne, and longest to hold the title of Prince of Wales since he was crowned by his mother in 1969, King Charles III said, "I know how deeply you, the entire nation, and I think I may say the whole world, sympathize with me in the irreparable loss we have all suffered. It is the greatest consolation to me to know of the sympathy expressed by so many to my sister and my brothers, and that such overwhelming affection and support should be extended to our whole family in our loss." In a centuries-old superstition, the royal beekeeper tied black ribbon around the hives at Buckingham Palace and Clarence House, then informed the bees of the queen's death and encouraged them to be good to their new master, the king. The tradition is to gently knock on each hive and say, "The mistress is dead, but don't you go. Your master will be a good master to you." This originated from the belief that not telling the bees of a change in owner would result in the bees leaving, not producing honey, or even dying. Unusual and unique tributes are being established nationwide, including the Queen's Arm Pub in Manchester, who have had a graffiti mural painted on the side of their building. The tribute is a portrait of the Queen as she was at her coronation, along with the words, "Thanks for everything, Mom." Scott Wilcock, the artist, said he was honored to have been asked. DBE's own Elizabeth Todd Middleditch remembers her namesake, the Queen, and her own mother, who served in the ATS alongside the then Princess. Her mother served from 1941 to 1945 and often said they were the best years of her life. Of course, the longest reigning monarch of Britain, Queen Elizabeth II presided over 15 UK prime ministers, only six of whom are still living, 14 US presidents, and seven popes. She visited at least 117 nations, sent over 300,000 cards to people celebrating their 100th birthday, and over 9,000 cards to couples celebrating their 60th anniversary. My grandma was very disappointed when my own granddad died just 3 months before their 60th anniversary, joking that she was never going to get her card from the Queen now. She had more than 30 dogs during her life, and of course, 4 children, 8 grandchildren, and 12 great-grandchildren. In accordance with the contingency plan Operation Unicorn, the Queen's coffin lay at rest at Edinburgh's St. Giles Cathedral, topped with the Crown of Scotland, the oldest existing piece of crown jewelry in the UK. It was worn or at least present during many coronations, including those of Mary Queen of Scots in 1543 and King James VI in 1567. She was returned to London earlier today in an RAF aircraft, and her coffin will lie in state for 4 days starting tomorrow. Previously, royal funerals have taken place at St. George's Chapel, but the Queen's service will be held at Westminster Abbey, the first monarch's funeral to take place there since the death of King George II in 1760. The funeral will take place on September 19th, which has been declared a national day of mourning. She will then be laid to rest in St. George's Chapel at Windsor Palace, alongside her parents, her sister Princess Margaret, and her husband Prince Philip. Charles said, "My mother's reign was unequaled in its duration, its dedication, and its devotion. Even as we grieve, we give thanks for this most faithful life. We have seen the end of an era and a lifetime of dedicated service. As women of the DBE, we can only strive to follow in her footsteps. Let us one last time send her victorious, happy, and glorious. God save the Queen."